to start the call. We're going to get the recording started now, and I am going to do a quick roll call. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's at-large ad hoc new meeting strategy drafting team call on Thursday, the 23rd of July, 1400 UTC. On today's call, we have Baron Gillen, Maureen Hilliard, Eduardo Diaz, Alan Greenberg, Yasuichi Kitamura.
I'm here, Gisela. I'm Sebastian here.
Bachelet. Yes, Baron, I'm just doing the roll call. Apologies noted from Sandra Hawker-Richter, Satish Babu, Holly Raich, Heidi Ulrich, and Vanda Scartadini. From staff, we have myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Baron, if you can hear me. Hi, Baron, can you hear me? Baron's dropped. Baron's back again. Hi, Baron. Baron, can you hear me? Over to you. We're not able to get hold of you on your mobile. We're getting the same message that you are not, that you are out of reach.
This call is not going too well yet.
No, this call's absolutely not going through well. I will agree with you on that one, Eduardo. Let's just try Baron again. Otherwise, Maureen, if you'd just like to pick up from where you left it to have it on record. With regards to inviting the additional members next week from the CPNSO and DNSO, as well as getting people to contribute to the think tank. And Tijani has sent his apology to Abisko on another call. Over to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Peter and Maureen, for the record. Just on the
Baron, if you could just mute your microphone. Going to mute Baron. There we go. Sorry. Over to you, Maureen.
I remember the competition. Baron, are you wanting to take over now, or would you like me to continue? Okay, I'll continue. Just as while we were waiting for the call to start, I had raised that I would really appreciate it if we could have representatives from the other ISOs of AC to be present at this meeting, so that we're not duplicating effort and pushing costs unnecessarily. So. So if we could make that an action item for representatives to be invited to this meeting and the next time we call one. Similarly, I would really appreciate some more input into the think tank ideas. Vanda and I have like being monopolized, I think, the think tank site. And thank you, Yasuichi, for your comments. They've been very helpful. But if we could actually have more people contributing to that workspace, it would make it a lot more productive for us to try and get some ideas together. Thank you.
Maureen, if I may, Gisela here. Sebastian has his hand raised. Baron, I'm not sure if you're able to participate at this stage. If you're not, then I'll hand the floor over to Sebastian.
Okay, thank you, Gisela. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I understand your point, Maureen, but I think it's also very important that we, as at large, we set up our needs and push for our needs. There need to be to have a community working group, cross-community working group, whatever. Maybe we need to ask the board to resuscitate the meeting strategy working group to do the follow-up job, to follow what's happened in the various SOACs and so on. But I think I get that we need to have input from others, but to be able to have input from others, they need to have done some internal work, and I am not sure that we are yet able to give our own view on what we want to do on A, B, and C meetings. And I really think that we need to do that prior to have a cross-community working group. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Just jumping in here, Maureen for the record. No, I agree. I mean, when I said a cross-community working group, probably not at this particular stage. I think that, however, that while we're actually putting our ideas together, it would be really helpful to actually get some idea about, I mean, just some contribution as to where, you know, like what sort of things others are doing so that we're actually not duplicating the effort, that's all. And also, I was a little bit interested in what expertise and language expertise they had within their organisations that might be helpful to us, especially in the various areas in which they may be covering. But probably just as invited to a meeting to give us a general idea of what it is that they're proposing to do for both outreach and inreach, to give us, I mean, we're already sort of like starting to establish some ideas, but I think that one of the things that we don't want to do is to be sending people out and going to the same, if we're thinking of sending people out to a university perhaps, that the university has us one day and the GNSO the next day and the CCNSO the next day. It just seems a little bit, duplicating to be doing that to a community. So, I mean, that was the only reason for the suggestion. Thank you. Is Baron available?
Maureen Giesler here. Baron is on the audio bridge. Baron, are you able to join us now? Baron? Let me just check that your line is unmuted.
Sebastian has his hand up.
Sebastian, you may wish to speak now. We are busy dialing Baron back in, so I believe she can hear us on the Adobe Connect. Baron, Sebastian, if you'd like to go ahead, and then I don't know if Eduardo wishes to speak, because I know he's not on the Adobe Connect. Thank you. Over to you, Sebastian.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm having really bad connection today.
Welcome, Baron. This is Giesler. Sebastian had his hand raised. Do you wish to just say a few words before we hand the floor over to Sebastian?
Yes, please. Thank you, Giesler, and my apologies. I think I gave Giesler the wrong number. I'm traveling right now, so my numbers keep changing. I apologize profusely for this. Thank you, everyone. I know it's a very small meeting. I see Alan has just joined us from the CCWG meeting, and so has Sebastian. I just wanted to... I'm just going to move away. I think there's an alarm that's going off. I just wanted to bring up a few items that were discussed in the last meeting. We didn't really have any action items, but I did. There's one thing that Vanda wrote on the page, which I wanted us to discuss. I don't know how far we've gone with the agenda, Gisela. Have we moved on to Eduardo and Maureen, or where exactly are we?
Fern Giesler here. We haven't reached Eduardo yet. We just basically got the short call going because we had the connectivity issues and a fairly small group. I'm not sure if Alan is already listening to us. I know that Tijani's not on yet. The only person from the CCWG who seems to have switched over is Sebastian.
Okay, so I guess we could go ahead. Have you started the recording? Because my AC connectivity is not that good. Perhaps we could do the roll call and get started if that's not already done.
Baron, that's already been done 11 minutes ago, so we were into the discussion. Maybe Maureen would just like to give you a quick update on that. Eduardo's also on the call, even though he's not on the Adobe Connect room, and Sebastian still has his hand up. Thank you.
All right. I guess, Maureen, then you have the floor. Please go ahead. I know I'm a bit late. I apologize. Maybe you can give me a short two-minute update. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah and Maureen, for the record. I had just raised and was in discussion with Sebastian, and I think this is one of the reasons why he's got his hand up, that I had suggested that at our next meeting we may have a representative from the DNSO and the CTNSO just to get an idea, an impression of what they are contemplating for their activities. And I think I've explained in my workspace post that really it is just to sort of like avoid, to get an idea of what they're doing so that we can avoid duplication and unnecessary costs. And it is a view that was shared by Vanda. And also my second point was to try and get more people contributing to the think tank ideas. Vanda and I seem to be monopolising that at the moment, and I'd really appreciate other people's ideas. And I would like to hear Sebastian's comments on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. I do have a bit to add to that, but I'll let Sebastian take the floor. Perhaps you might be able to shed some light on some of your questions, and then I'll add on my bit. Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Baron. I wanted to suggest that maybe it will be more useful to have somebody from staff who is from the meeting staff to see what they have as input from all the other community at once, and I think it will be easier to have this discussion with them as part of ourselves to try to find what will be the best way or the best use of our time for the next ABHC meetings. I feel it will be easier than to have discussion with each and every SONACs in our next call. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. That was part of the reason why I actually added point number two. Is it point number two? Yes, to be discussed as part of the meeting. But unfortunately, looking at the agenda, it seems the meeting staff were not available for this meeting. I don't know. Perhaps Gisela, our next meeting, we can get Tanzanika to join us for the meeting. Perhaps we could have that as an action item, Gisela.
This is Eduardo. I think what Sebastian is suggesting is that the meeting staff take the lead in putting together all the SOs and ACs to try to figure out to make sure that we don't overlap each other. I think that's what I understood.
Yes, I think also he was suggesting for them to join the call, or Sebastian, please correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's what you were suggesting.
Baran, thank you. Yeah, I agree with Eduardo. It will be good to have staff doing this, putting together all the proposal. But I think it will be also very important to have them coming. For example, I take just one example, and maybe I am totally wrong, but what if on Monday for the B meeting they say, by the way, there will not be any room available at the meeting facility. Everything must be done outside to get to outreach to other groups, to other people, and whatever. It's, of course, not the reality, but it will be interesting and important to have those type of inputs from them. And I guess if they can't come to our next meeting, then we need to try to find the best date and hour to allow them to participate to one of our next meetings. And we have to do it quite quickly because Dublin is coming quite quick. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sebastian and Eduardo. So that will be an action item for the meeting staff to be invited to our next call and also to help put together information regards to the SOs and other SOs and ACs and what they are planning to do for the new meeting strategy. I just have just something to add to what Maureen said earlier about reaching out to the other SOs and ACs. From our last call, Raf did say that during the meeting in Buenos Aires, the GNSO gave them a breakdown of what they plan to do for the meeting B. Is this cast in stone, or is this something that's likely to change? It's just something I'm asking out there. Anyone knows, or who was in the meeting at Buenos Aires, because I wasn't able to join that meeting.
Sorry, Darren, this is Maureen here. Can you just repeat that question, please?
Yes, I was just asking, in the last meeting that the SOs and ACs met at Buenos Aires, in which RAF attended. I wasn't able to attend that meeting. I don't know if some of you guys who were in this meeting were able to attend that meeting. The GNSO did say that they are going to be concentrating more on in-reach activities rather than outreach for meeting B. So do we then assume that they have already decided how they will be treating their meeting B, or is this something that's subject to change? That's my question.
And it's Alan, and I have an answer. Would you like to call on me?
I'm sorry, Alan. My internet is pretty spotty. So please, Gisela, help me. If there's anyone that has their hand up, if you could just help me to get the line going. Please, Alan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I may be a bit of a cynic, but if you look at the GNSO plan, it essentially says they're doing what they're normally doing. That does translate to outreach is either anyone from the local community can come and listen to in on their regular sessions on Saturday, on the first day, or it's in reach and they're going to try to, they're using that to help anyone who's in the room. Essentially, I don't see much difference between what they're planning and their business as usual. So calling on the GNSO and asking them what they're doing, I don't think is going to be very helpful if indeed we're trying to do something which is different from our past behavior. Now, someone else can comment on that. I may be, as I said, maybe a cynic, but that sure is how it looks to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to agree with you on that. And I think Sebastian has his hand up. So, Sebastian, please go ahead.
And
then
Maureen
I'll add on
after
to
that.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Yes, thank you. And I agree with Alan. The question is that the community proposal was not to do the job as usual in any of those meetings. And it's important that first it's gathering the date where we are really of the community is really working. That's why it includes the Saturday and the Sunday. But the other point is that the changes of the A and C meetings, for example, with the two public session, need to show that it changed something. Because if it's not changing something, then we will why to do all that? For all the meeting, one of the idea, very important, is to try to set up time where there is outreach or with the community. The time for the work done within the SO or within each AC and so on, or each group of ICANN, and the other, it's when and for which topics we will have joint work, joint meeting. It's why, for example, the first public session, it's important. It's not to be addressed only to the board. It's also to allow each group to raise issue and to allow those groups to do their work internally, but also if they raise the same type of issue to have common work. I know that it must be done prior and in advance, but as we are never sure that the hot topic could be decided a very long time in advance, it's also a good way to exchange on those subjects. Then if for the moment GNSO is work as usual, it's why we need to think about how we want to deal with that. And for example, one of the subject was to one of the idea was to have the beginning of the day where we do our internal working group, our internal work, we and the others, and we have a time where we get together, and those time must be set up to allow different type of interaction, one between SO and ACs on the set topic. One could be also with regional meetings, with meeting the people from all the group from the different five region, and also, but not the same meeting, of course, to have a subdivision by the six or seven languages supported by ICANN, and to exchange on the topics that need to be exchanged by those groups. Then I don't see how we can say, okay, everything will be work as usual and we don't care about the rest, because if we do so, we are not in line with what was suggested by the working group. Thank you. I'm sorry to be a little bit long.
Thank you, Sebastian. I just wanted to add on to that. There is something that I'm not sure whether it was Vanda or I believe Maureen added onto the wiki about possibly linking up with the non-profit NCUC or NPOC and possibly reaching out to the NGOs in the regions that we're in for the meeting B strategy. And I think that's a wonderful idea, if we could organize that in line, and also add to that with the debate for the universities that RAC suggested. I think that's a wonderful idea. Maureen also buttressed that in her wiki. So I mean, these are outreach activities I think we could also do on afternoons, as Sebastian suggested. We have the morning to ALAC internal work / inreach within the community, and then afternoons for outreach to universities, to other ALSs within the region, as well as to other NGOs. It's just something to think about. I believe my internet is back on now. Maureen has her hand up. Maureen, please, you have the floor.
Thank you, Vera. Actually, you raised some of the things I was actually going to talk about anyway. But, no, I agree with first of all, about the meeting in Buenos Aires, which I didn't go to either, so I was very interested in hearing back from Rafid about that meeting. And as Alan has explained, GNSO just wanted to do their own thing, and they're not really interested in anyone else anyway. But I think that, as Sebastian said, I think that, you know, we've just got to look at how we can do things differently. And, you know, as you say, if we can, as Sebastian mentioned, you know, although it's not really our brief, but it's the, because we're just supposed to be looking at outreach, but the different different ways in which ALAC itself can actually do its work, but with other SOs and ACs within the organisation of the rest of the week, also creates in-reach and possible outreach opportunities as well. But yes, I think that one of the things that Vanda and I have been discussing is the ways in which, you know, what sort of like possibilities there are for interaction. But my main concern was, of course, it depends on what the language of the community is and how we can really effectively carry out those activities. It's just that, like, for example, if it's in Latin America, I would feel like a spare wheel attending. And, I mean, I would enjoy it, I'm sure, but I'm not quite sure how much I could contribute to that, to any community outreach as such, apart from my presence, which, you know, may not be enough. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. But I think a way to circumvent that could be to make sure that within the outreach, we could actually pair with the outreach and engagement at large subcommittee, and perhaps have within that, I'm sure there will be participants within each region from that committee or from that working party or working group, and they could be at the forefront of this outreach. It's just something off the top of my head. It seems we have just basically mixed up point number 4 and point number 5 and completely skipped Eduardo and his drafting team Sherman's schedule. So, Alan, if you could just intervene for 1 minute exactly, and I'll just give the floor to Eduardo. We are really behind. I think we basically skipped number 3 and gone right into number 4 and 5. Go ahead.
I have less than 1 minute. I just wanted to clarify, when I said the GNSO is doing their own thing, I meant regarding outreach. They are, I believe, subdividing the intra and inter things as prescribed. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alan, for that clarification. Eduardo, I'm really sorry. Please go ahead and give us a rundown of the Stroman schedule and what we have up today. Thank you.
Okay. This is Eduardo. The Stroman proposal that is in the wiki. I'm on the road, so I cannot see it. But the Stroman is on the wiki. In the wiki is the same Stroman that I put there, two, 3 meetings ago. And the idea is, for to look at it and give me ideas on what to do with that in the sense of how to reschedule the days. But in talking about that, I went back to the meeting strategy original report that we put together. And one of the things that we can try to do with this Stroman what I did for A, B, and C, other than outreach, is that we do work inter-work between us in the morning and in the afternoon on some of the days, and we can do the intra-work between us and other ACSOs. That way, we probably can discuss things in the morning that we may want to address in the afternoon with these SOs and ACs. And if we have to come back later, the next day, we can do it in the morning and do our internal work. And if we have to go back and discuss what we got from the previous afternoon, then we can go back and try to reschedule or another meeting with that SO and AC that we want to expand, whatever we want to expand with them, if that will be the case. And that will be probably a strategy for how we do the meetings for A, B, and C. And I'm thinking here about the intra and inter work. So that's, you know, if we agree that that will be a good strategy, then I can go back to the Stroman poll and the design that I did, and try to shuffle the meetings around to see if that makes sense. I don't know. Any ideas or questions?
Thank you, Eduardo. I have a suggestion. I don't know how, because earlier on in the discussion, when we first started meeting about this, I believe we agreed, or well, not agreed, but we did discuss and say that meeting A and C are not changing much. So am I right to say that this meeting strategy will critically be looking at meeting B, or are we looking at all meetings? I'm just throwing this on the floor right now. Anyone can take it up.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, please? It's Eduardo.
Okay, Eduardo. What I'm saying is meeting A is not changing much. It's nothing different from what we're currently doing at ICANN meeting. Meeting C is just an additional day in which we agreed that we would have most of the general assemblies that we wanted to have. Now, am I right to say then this meeting strategy, drafting team, working party will only be critically looking at meeting B? Am I right in saying that?
Okay, so if your question is if we are just looking at meeting B, is that correct? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yes.
I think this group, this working party, have to look at at A, B, and C. The thing with B is, you know, it's the focus on B is that we're going to do only inter and intra work for the week, and it's a very small week, but the main issue is with B is the outreach day, which is the first day. I don't know if I answered your question. But, the other ones, then we need to look at ways for us to do the internal work plus external work through the whole week, knowing that there will be some slots that there will be no meetings and there will be like public forums and hot topics and things like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. So I guess I take it we'll be looking at all the meetings then. Maureen, did you want to say something?
Thank you, Vera and Maureen, for the record. Now, I too wanted to get some clarification. I think that I can understand what Eduardo is saying, in that this group will look at all of the at all of the meetings, because as you say, there is very little select change for A and C, with the B meeting, as Eduardo pointed out, that's got this one day that is sort of like quite specifically different from the other two meetings, which is one of the reasons why we've been focusing on that for the ideas, like how could we use one day to look at outreach. And, coming back to this recommendation that Vanda suggested, putting the different activities, those activities are probably more activities for meetings A and C, where we're spreading the day and breaking it up. I mean, as Sebastian has already said, you know, like, it really does, for meeting B, we're really looking at, probably getting everybody out and making it a real outreach day. And it's how can we utilize everyone within the ALAC to be doing something different for meeting B. And so I guess for me, the clarification is, what are we focusing on, first of all? Just as you were asking, should we keep looking at this this meeting B as a group, keep looking at this meeting B and get some clarification so that we can present something in Dublin with some additional ideas which will come out of it, no doubt, for meetings A and C. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Well, this is my thought on the issue. I think Meeting A is exactly what is happening at ICANN meetings right now, and I don't think much is changing. Ditto for Meeting C, apart from the General Assemblies that we wanted to add on to it in line with the AGM happening at the end of the year. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe we should put all our energies into Meeting B because this is the complete change. It's something that is completely new, and we're looking at a completely different number of days, and everything changes. So that's where I believe we should put our energies into. That is my thought. Alan or Miyasuchi or Sebastian, if you want to, is there anything you want to add to that, or what do you think of that?
This is Eduardo. Can I talk?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Eduardo.
I agree with you that most of our energy should be put in Meeting B. And the, you know, if you look at what we have done in the past few meetings, is that we're talking about the outreach, and there are many ideas out there. And because the A and B, they look at regular ICANN meetings with, you know, two or three changes, that the public forum is going to be twice during the week, and the other spots that you know, there will be no meetings, and they will talk about hot topics and things like that. So those we can eventually, you know, figure it out what we want to do during the whole week based on the meeting strategy. And we have to look at all the meetings, because we have to submit this to the meeting staff, and they will somehow put the whole thing together. So we have to tell them what we're looking at. But in any case, Meeting B is special, like you said, in fact that it's not like other regular meeting, and mostly because of the first day. So my suggestion is that the think tank put together a schedule for that day. You know, just come up with another strawman proposal for that day, and this is what we're going to do at this time and at this time. And if we're going to have a debate, we have a debate outside, you know, or inside. We need to get global engagement staff in it, and do some pre-meeting engagement. So, you know, with the local ALSs or ISO chapters or whatever other organizations are there, then we should put it there. And you know, and my suggestion is that we, you know, the think tank put something together, whatever it is, and then we can start talking from that. Because there are many, many very good ideas that are in the wiki, but we have to somehow put in some kind of a specific schedule. So I would suggest that to add an action item for the think tank to put something like that together, and then we can come back to the next meeting and talk about that, or talk about it in the between. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. That's a wonderful transition into my next point, actually. So I'm going to combine point number four, point number five, because I think we have sort of been discussing it all along. And I agree with Eduardo. I think we should come up with something, Maureen. Perhaps we can put something together before the next meeting, which is probably going to be in a couple of weeks. So if we could put something together for Meeting B regarding in-reach and outreach activities. I like Eduardo's suggestion of morning, was it Sebastian, having in-reach in the morning, that is within ALAC, having our meetings, and then perhaps something to do with connecting with the ACs and SOs in the mornings, and then have outreach in the afternoons, which would probably be either at university campuses, whether it's debates or going out to NGOs, whether it's working with NPOC, or going out to our ALSs, be it within that country or within the region. Which brings me to my next question. In the last meeting, Alan did ask a question whether we have any funding for outreach within the region. If, for example, let's say we're going to Marrakesh for a Meeting B. This is hypothetical, by the way. I do know Marrakesh is a Meeting A. If it's a Marrakesh for a Meeting B, do we have any funding from ICANN to actually do outreach within the region and not necessarily just limited within Marrakesh? Gisela, could you maybe put that down as an action item? If you can't answer the question.
Baron, I'll note that as an action item as yes, no, I can't answer that question. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela.
So we're still within in-reach and outreach. Maureen, so should we have an action item for the think tank to come up with something by the next meeting? I think we should all pitch in, perhaps put in something together for meeting B, sort of Stroman's proposal, as Eduardo suggested.
Thank you, Bear and Maureen, for the record. Yes, I greatly appreciate some ideas from other people as well, though. But we should be able to put at least some ideas up anyway. Make it a list. You want it as a list that we can pick and choose from. Correct?
Yes, that's right, Maureen. I think I'll have my hand up as a volunteer. So you'll be getting some ideas from me with regards to the in-reach and outreach and the structure of the meeting. Before the next meeting. Any other takers? Alan? I guess not. We'll move on to our next point. We do have 7 minutes left. That's point number 6. Meetings A and C, the approval dates and the closing ALT meetings, etc. In our first maiden meeting in which Alan chaired, something did come up that Heidi highlighted. I don't know how it was at the moment. I don't know whether we got any clarification on it. Is this regard to the ALT meetings that we normally have on the last Friday? Now, on some information that we had at the time from Heidi, I believe, please correct me if I'm wrong, Gisela, that the ALT meetings were not possible anymore because of the approval dates were likely to change for meeting B, I believe, or was it meeting A, because the date was going to shift up. Could you perhaps shed some light on that, Gisela?
Baron Gisela here. Do you mean the change of dates for meeting A or B to accommodate the ALT? Is that it?
Yes, I believe it was for meeting B, because it's standard that's going to be included. I believe it was for meeting B.
Baron, as it stands now, the number of days allocated for the meeting are the number of days that we will have to stick to, so there are no additional days.
So then we'll have to squeeze in the ALT meeting within those 4 days then.
We've got Alan who's raised his hand. I'm not sure if he's able to give any further insight into that.
Thank you, Gisela. Alan, please, you have the floor.
Baran, at this point, we have no clue. I'm still trying to find out who made this rule, and I haven't gotten an answer on that. Once I find out who made the rule, I'll know who to complain to.
Thank you, Alan. Well, that moves us to the next point.
This is Eduardo.
Go ahead, Eduardo.
I'm not in the wiki here, but if you look at the Stroman proposal for meeting B, didn't I put the ALT meeting in the last day in the afternoon? Can you double check that?
Eduardo, yeah. You did, but that doesn't mean that's where it's going to be.
Okay. Because it says 4 days, so that's why I put it there anyhow. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. I guess it would be a bit, you would need to know exactly how many days are approved and whether there would be an additional approval date. We would need to reconfirm that. So I guess Alan will have to get back to us on that before we can actually plug it in anywhere within the schedule. But we could leave it tentatively on the last day of the meeting.
Yeah, Baran, it's Alan speaking. Let me be clear. I wasn't pleased when I suddenly found out at the last moment that these new rules were imposed that we couldn't meet just before or just after the meeting. Therefore, I cannot really speak to whether we're going to honor it or not, because I don't know if it's a hard rule or something else. So I appreciate the frustration in not being able to plan as accurately as you want, but it's a shared frustration.
Thank you, Alan. And I believe the think tank will take that on board when we're drafting a proposal for the meeting B schedule. That brings us to our next point, which is point number 7. That's the next meeting will be Thursday, the 6th of August, which is in 2 weeks exactly. Should we keep the same time? Is there going to be a clash? Does anyone mind keeping the exact same time, 1400 UTC? Or do you want to move it back to the original time of 1500 UTC?
Baron Giesler here, just to say that 1400 UTC is 0400 for Maureen. So unless there's any major opposition, 1500 UTC might be more suitable.
Yes, I agree.
Hi, everyone.
This is Eduardo, I'm okay anytime.
Eduardo, please go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm saying that either time is okay for me. Thank you.
Okay, Sebastian, you have the floor.
Yeah, but you changed topics, and I'm okay with whatever time you want to have the meeting. That's okay. Thank you.
All right, then, Gisela, I believe you can pen down Thursday the 6th at 1500 UTC.
Thank you, Baron. Gisela here.
Okay, we're down to AOB. Does anyone have any other business? Okay, I just wanted to clarify something I had mentioned earlier about outreach into the region. Now, during the last meeting that we had, Alan brought up a point about whether ICANN has funding for outreach into the region that we will be having this meeting B. If, for example, we have a meeting at, let's say, Brazil, a meeting B in Brazil, and we want to do outreach to go within the region, that is the LAC region, and not necessarily stay within Brazil. Is there any funding for that extra stretch or that extra mile that we want to do? I believe that's what Alan was asking. Alan, correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I understood from your point.
I asked if there was any funding. We know there was no funding allocated explicitly to ALAC because we didn't ask for it, nor were we given any. Whether there is a pile of money associated with the outreach, I believe the answer we got, which was not definitive but was probably correct, is that there is no money allocated to it. That may be wrong, but no one has come back and said that yet. We certainly could put an action item to ask staff to confirm that or not.
Thank you, Alan. You took the words right out of my mouth. Gisela, if you could please send that down as an action item to confirm with staff whether there is any pot of money sitting around for outreach for ALAC. Is there any other business from anyone else? Alan, your hand is still up. Is that an old hand or a new hand?
I don't remember, but I will put something in the chat which we could add as another action item if you'd like. And that's specifically to look at the window and find out what the rules are.
Yes, I believe that should be an action item. Thank you, Alan, again. I don't have any more hands up, and we.
Yeah, you have one. It's Sebastian. Just to. I would like to answer the question of Alan. It's no rules made, but the meeting strategy working group came out with a proposal to have all the meeting in the official day, because if not, we can have 10 days of meetings. But the goal was to reshuffle the whole work during 1 year and to see how we can organize 6-day meeting, 4-day meeting, and 7-day meetings. And that's the goal where we are going. And if we need to change something in how we organize those days because we want to have a meeting after the closure of the board meeting, that's something we need to discuss now and to push, but I don't think that we will be able to get outside of the 6, 4, and 7 day. And I can expand that if you want more inputs on what the working group has said. But it's where we stand. And the who, I can be blamed, but it's as a working group I was sharing.
Thank you, Sebastian. I believe Alan wants to add on to that. Alan, you have the floor.
Yes, I do, and I would like confirmation, therefore, that it is a real rule and that it is going to be honored. For instance, that there will be no chairs meeting on the Friday before, that the board will not have workshops the day before, that if the GAC chooses to meet, they won't be allowed to meet either. I just want to make sure that if we have rules, they're going to be applied uniformly. Thank you.
I believe that's fair enough, Alan. So we will keep that as an action item and get clarification on that from the meeting team. Any more AOBs? Alan, your hand is still up. Is that an old hand or a new hand?
It is not up on my computer.
Then my internet's still acting up. There it goes. It's gone. Any more additions? Any more AOBs?
Yeah, it's Sebastian. Sorry for that. I just want to add one point to Alan. Alan, just be careful, because when we will wish, if we wish to organize not last 3, 4, 5, and we want to have one additional day, maybe we need to see how we want the rules to apply. But I agree with you that we need to ask a question. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian, for that clarification. I believe we've reached the end of our meeting. No more hands up and no more AOB. So I declare this meeting closed. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Thank you, Alan, and the rest of the team for coming through from the CCWG. Gisela, thank you so much for being so patient with my connectivity issues. Thanks, everyone, and see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Naga.
Thanks,
Aaron. Thank you very much for all of you. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, morning, and we'll speak again in 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Hello.